Parenting Moments every Wednesday here on Shine FM with myself, Mountain Mike, and Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We have been flourishing through the month of July here, and we looked at five activities that flourishing individuals do more of each day and each week, and you said last week that you're going to start breaking those down today.
That's right, Mike. So, first of all, I just want to say how much I appreciate having these conversations with you, Mike. I always give you these brand new topics and you just roll with it.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So today, number one, help others. The first vitamin, helping others, is having and living your purpose. Flourishers engage in helping behavior much more frequently than languishers. They invest in helping others or helping something, whether that's a pet or a person or the environment. They can move from helping and volunteering to even framing these as purposes in life. So searching for purpose can sometimes seem impractical or hopelessly abstract, but each of us has skills and abilities that can fill or perhaps already are filling an unmet need. So, moms and dads, if your life revolves around keeping yourself and your loved ones safe, keeping a roof over your family's head, or paying your mortgage, you are providing essential care and support. And you can remind yourself often of the significance of these acts. That's a flourishing vitamin. Second vitamin is learn something new. I love this one. This activity almost sounds too easy. But Corey Keyes says that flourishers learn something new on a very regular basis. There is a lot of languishing among teens and university students because they're learning something every day, but they have to. We framed it as work. When that is the mindset, you prevent the joy and the meaning of learning something new and developing yourself, which should be a very meaningful thing. So, it is so important that the stories that we tell ourselves about our lives is that it's okay to carve out 20 minutes every so often to pursue a genuine interest. Dr. Key says, why not Google how to land a plane and see what it leads to, or experiment with that new adventurous recipe. Again, these acts of learning something new can provide a powerful sense of reinvention and reinvigoration.
I love it, and I totally agree. We don't have to just learn because we have to. We should learn because we get to.
Yes.
I like
exactly,
it.
Exactly, Mike.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to try to learn something. If I'm going to learn how to land a plane, you're going to have to get me a plane, okay?
Deal.
We'll see what we can do there. Great topic, and we will continue looking at the flourishing vitamins again next week. For now, Kimberly, for those in our Shine family, maybe new or even visiting this summer that have never listened before, tell us about Eckert Center.
Yes, so we are a place that cares for families, and we've been around since 2001. We have an amazing team of psychologists and counselors who provide individual therapy for adults, teens, and children, couples therapy and family therapy. And we have assessment and education services for students. And we have a beautiful partnership with Stillwater Psychology in South Calgary. So that means that people can get service in both the North and South. And of course, we do video counseling sessions, so you don't even have to leave your home.
They do it all. EckertCenter.com. You can check that out. Do check out ShineFM.com. You may just win a free initial visit to Eckert Center if you check out our contest page. So, guess we have some more vitamins to look at next week, Kimberly.
I can't wait.